The Department of Rehabilitation and Correction says the contract with Pennsylvania-based Aramark will help it deal with a $60 million shortfall. But Ohio Civil Service Employees Association President Chris Mabe says there's a price for that if prison workers who have safety training are removed.
When you take out that security level of our current food service workers that are security trained and replace them with non-trained individuals, it leads to possibly very dangerous situations inside of facilities.
Mabe says there was a near riot at the Noble Correctional Institution in eastern Ohio in 1999 because of portion sizes. The prisons department says there was never a riot situation and that inmates were angry about other things, too. DRC says of the more than 430 workers who'd be affected, over 300 have found other positions or left through attrition. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.